Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Tinfoil hat.
Oh, what the fuck are you guys even talking about?
Global controls will have to be imposed. And a world governing body will be created to enforce them.
Welcome to Tinfoil Hat. We go deep, homeboy. Eric, open your mic. Drink from the fountain of knowledge.
There's lizard people everywhere.
That's some interdimensional shit. Wake up, Aaron.
This is only the beginning.
Dude, you just blew my mind.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
Good morning, Swarm, and welcome to Tinfoil Hat. You know who I am. You know what I'm here to do? I'm here to rock. That's right. Real quick, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Without you, I'd just be talking to myself. Myself, Johnny, XG. Without you guys, we couldn't do this. So thank you very much. I also want to thank everybody who came out to Jersey, packed out every show. It was a fun time. I loved you guys. All the shows were great. Some of them were weird, but weird is awesome, and I love you very much. So I hope you guys keep coming back. The Dojo Comedy is pretty amazing, and they are supporting free speech by letting comics go cuckoo crazy. You guys are the best. I love you very much, and I hope you guys can come see me live soon, okay? I will be at Float Fest this week. I believe it's March 10th. I will be in Texas at floatfest.com. And you guys can come check me out. My buddy Tino will be there. Reed Becker will be there. And we'll be doing some shows for the Crypto Pirates. So come and hang out there. I'd love to see everybody. The following week, I'm in Kansas City. Okay. I am at the Comedy Club in Kansas City. I'm there all weekend. Okay. So go check that out. And then at the end of the week, at the end of the month, I believe it's on the 25th. Hold on. Let Daddy find out. You think I should know this all already, okay? But I do not. If you want to find my dates, they will all be up on samtripoli.com. Yes, Kansas City, Missouri. I am in at the Comedy Club March 18th through the 20th. And then I'm in Illinois March 27th at Afterlife. Again, all those tickets available at samtripoli.com. A lot of great stuff going on. A lot of great stuff, a lot of growth going on. The shows are on fire. You should check out my show Zero. Okay. It's on rockfin.com. That's R-O-K-F-I-N. It is pure fire. Really great, really great. You know, you find out what's going on in the world here on Tinfoil Hat, and you Zero will help you get through it. And when you realize you have everything you need, and you just gotta tune out, turn off, and walk free, my friends. It's all right there. Check it out. You can also get my other show, which will be is the greatest of all time sports talk. And we're going to be putting Broken Simulation on there as well. Okay. Check out my show, Brian Callen. It's called The Conspiracy Social Club. And I hand a grown-ass man L after L after L after L. I am winning. So go check that out. It's a great way sports show. And guess what? Guess what? You might be able to get on Rockfin pretty soon too. So get ready for that. You can also get we're about to go live with putting Zero and my Patreon, which is patreon.com/tinfoilhat, putting both those shows on samtripoli.com. Samtripoli.com is where you will find all my videos of everything I'm doing. Broken Sim, Punch Drunk, Tinfoil Hat. Tinfoil Hat for sure is there. A lot of people, again, crying about not being on YouTube. YouTube doesn't want it. Why stay where you're not wanted? Okay. Go somewhere else. Go to samtripoli.com. If you don't want to watch on samtribbley.com. It's available on Rockfin. It's available on Odyssey. It's available on Rumble. It's available on Broken Simulation. It is everywhere, but YouTube. Okay? It's everywhere. Stop telling me I sold out. I'm just doing the most gangster pirate thing you could do. Build my own pirate ship and do my own thing. So go check that out. You can also get my t-shirts of all my shows. I have a Union of the Unwanted t-shirts on my awesome Union of the Unwanted show. Check that out. We just did a murder occult episode. It was great. A lot of people going at it. I loved it. Okay? Check out my investment entertainment purposes only investment show, Cash Daddies. You can find all the t-shirts and everything. Just go to samtribbley.com, okay? Or go to tinfoilhattshirts.com or cashdaddiest-shirts.com to get those as well. What else do we need? That's about it, man. I just hope you come and see me live. I love you very much. Johnny doesn't want me to say this, but, you know, Johnny lost his grandma. So shout out to your grandma, Johnny. You know, she was whooping a lot of butt for a very long time. And I'm sure, Johnny, she was very proud of you and everything you did. She loved her grandson. And much love to you, brother. And much love to all you guys. These are tough times. And together we can get through it, Swarm. I love you all. Thank you for the support. Enjoy the show. We're having a real fun conversation about the Fed and global warming. Okay, climate change, the hoax. It's a great episode. And I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for tuning in. I love you all so much. Enjoy the show. All right, let's get into it. Super excited to have this guy on. He's talking about all the things that I'm very interested in. One is the Federal Reserve. The other one is the lie that I believe is climate change. Please welcome to the show, Rob Roselli. How are you, Rob?
I'm not bad, and thanks for having me.
I appreciate you, brother. Thanks for coming on. Rob, we got a random email from somebody one time breaking down, like, you got to have this guy on. So here we are. We made it happen. Let's get into it because we got a short amount of time. Rob, real quick. I mean, a lot of things are going on right now, whether it's Bitcoin, digital currency, and a lot of this is like, what's going to happen with the Federal Reserve? You know, they're about to pump out 1.9, let's just basically say $2 trillion worth of aid. I mean, what's going on at the Federal Reserve? What's your take on it? You have a very interesting take on it.
Well, the Federal Reserve, let's just go back to the beginning a little bit and just see what a scam this whole thing is, because people have gotten so accustomed to hearing it, the Fed and the Federal Reserve, and they just think it's part of the government, most people think, but it's not. I mean, since its inception, the name itself, Federal and Reserve, are both lies. It's not federal. It's actually a private consortium of private banks. And reserve, there's no reserves because every dollar it creates, it creates out of nothing. So it's a debt-based system. So both the name itself is a blatant lie. And then when you go back to when it was created in 1913 with a conglomerate of bankers, Rockefeller.
Jekyll Island.
Yep. So you know the creature from Jekyll Island, right? The book from Edward Griffin. And that's an excellent book. And I read it years ago, so I've probably forgotten a lot of the information in there, but it's excellent information.
Rob, if I could, I would go back in time, fight Woodrow Wilson, okay, for charity. I want to go find his body, dig it up, turn it into a speed bump outside a gay bathhouse. That's what I really want to do. That guy's a scumbag. He doesn't deserve to be respected in any way. What he did was a thief in the night. Okay, at Christmas Eve, he gave us the Federal Reserve and the personal income tax. It was never, ever voted on. Just like this federal, it's now federal rule, you have to wear your mask in an airport. That was never voted on by anybody. It's unbelievable. The Federal Reserve is theft. I just had an argument with a buddy of mine. His name's Brian Callen, or we call him Brian Callen. Hey. He takes L's all day. He doesn't realize that the IRS is not a government institution. It's actually, once again, part of the Federal Reserve and the Treasury, which, as you stated earlier, is a private entity. Am I correct or am I wrong?
Yes. Well, the IRS is actually it's the enforcement arm of the Federal Reserve System. It was created to collect income tax. Now, you know, the obvious question to ask, if the Federal Reserve just creates money out of nothing and distributes it, which is basically fundamentally is what it does. I mean, you could have all these, you know, 200 IQ, you know, economics PhDs, these doctors of economics from Harvard Business School. You can have a million of them if you want, but they're all, at the end of the day, it's a debt-based system. So mathematically and logically, it has to crash at some point. I don't know what that point is. I mean, a lot of people thought it would be a lot less than what it is now, but right now the online deficit is $30 trillion, $30 trillion with a T. That's just the online deficit. Don't forget the offline is somewhere north of $100 trillion with a T. Because you have all the unfunded, what's called unfunded liabilities, you know, future obligations of the government. So if the government was actually honest in how it treated its pension systems and Social Security is another big one that's unfunded, that they've been stealing money from it. So that's got to be paid back. And that's got to come courtesy of borrowing of the Federal Reserve System. So, I mean, the nation's GDP, which is basically economic activity, is something like, what is it, $3 to $4 trillion a year, and the government brings in just about that a month in income tax a year. So basically what I'm saying would be the equivalent of say just a couple, you know, middle sucker, couple middle class suckers, a couple making say $30,000 a year, but their debt is 10 times that, is $300,000. Their online and their offline debt is $1 million. That's basically, and correct me if I'm wrong, if my math is wrong, you know, I'm going through these numbers fast off the top of my head, but that's basically what the government makes in income taxes is literally around, you know, I'm talking rough numbers here, around 3% of what the actual deficit is. So it's an insane system. But it's a system that lies to us. It allows us to fight endless wars. It allows us to take in, you know, millions and millions of illegal immigrants and pay for all their medical care. It allows, you know, stimulus checks to go out. But the problem is, at some point, like I said, you can't logically, forget the math, just logically, you can't, the system can't continue. It has to crash. I mean, if the government could just sit there and print money endlessly, which is what the Federal Reserve System is, it could just make everybody a, quote, millionaire. Just send everybody $1 million, send everybody in the country $1 million, which you could do if you really wanted to. It doesn't to kind of hide and camouflage what the system really is. But if, let's just say you wanted to send everybody $1 million, everybody be an instant millionaire. The problem is a gallon of milk is going to run you $500,000 at that point, because everybody's going to have endless money. And this is basically what happened in the Weimar Republic between World War I and World War II in Germany. I mean, people were taking wheelbarrows full of money just to buy a loaf of bread. So that's literally what we're on the cusp of here in this nation. But nobody wants to talk about it.
I just think that this is all done purposefully to crash the dollar. You know, they just keep moving from, Europe to here. Now they're building up China. They're going to crash here because that's what they do. They don't want anybody living in happiness. This system is not meant to get us to zero debt. It's meant to keep us in debt constantly. Most of our taxes just go to pay off the interest, and then they pay for everything based on printing money. It's the fat cats get everything. The rich, the real rich, the actual amount of actual tangible currency or let's say gold or money is like 20% of what's out there. And the rich have all that. They have it all. They're holding it and they're printing fake money. The most brilliant way ever to completely game the system, because what you're doing is you're printing fake money and bribing everybody with it. You are literally going to, it's like playing Monopoly and just being able to grab purple money, orange money, blue money, and buy everything with it. And that's even what they do with fractional reserve banking. Fractional reserve banking was for every dollar you have, you can loan out $10. Now it's just loan out $10. You don't even need that $1 to in the bank. So they loan out fake money and they give it to you, and they love it when you really can't afford the loan. They love to give you that loan with adjustable mortgages on it. So one day you get a thing, your mortgage is $5,000-$10,000 when it normally was $1,500, and you can't pay it. Guess what they do? They take back your house. So they give out fake money, okay, and they take back an actual asset. That's what they're doing. That's kind of how they do it. Hey, guys, I want to tell you about our good friends at CBD Lion. That's right, CBD Lion. They're a proud host of Tinfoil Hat, and we are proud to call them our friends. CBD Lion has the best in CBD products. And one product they really want you to know about is their kick-ass gummies, man. I love gummies, okay? So listen, Swarm. CBD Lion has products that are perfect tools for your tool belt to deal with 2021. It's a crazy time. Every year we celebrate New Year's like it's going to be a better year. No, it's going to be a crazier year. So you got to get more tools on your tool belt. And CBD Lion's the best about that, man. I love it, man. I love, you know, I'm a sober guy. I can't really get the, I don't like getting high, but CBD Lion has products that won't get you high, and they're great for pain and calming you down and stuff like that, man. CBD products are great for helping you with stress, insomnia, pain, help overall well-being, and improve your body functions, man. They have a huge line of products, and I guarantee you'll find something that will work for you, okay? There is even a quiz that will help you pick the products that could help the most. Everything is third-party tested, so you know you're getting the highest quality product possible. The best for the Swarm. I'll tell you that right now. If that sounds like something that can help you, man, go to CBD Line and enter the promo code TINFOIL to get 20% off. That's CBD Line, liketheanimal.com, okay? Coupon code TINFOIL. Check them out and read one of their 2,000, that's a lot of people, 2,000 positive reviews, okay? This stuff works. Give them a try. Seriously, I love them. You know, they're G's amongst G's, okay? They're in it to win it. They've been working with me. They stuck by Joey Diaz when Joey went through all that stuff, and Joey can't stop talking about them and about CBD Line. If you know Joey likes it, you know they're good to go, okay? I can't endorse them enough. I hope you will give them a try. Check out CBD Line, and hopefully they're going to come and hang with me when I'm in Illinois, do my show in Lombard, and you guys can meet the dudes, and they can tell you a little bit more about it. Man, they're cool guys. They support comedy. They support the First Amendment, and they support your better well-being and health. So, again, go check out cbdline.com. Use the promo code TINFOIL to get 20% off. Thank you, guys. Enjoy the show. Now, you had mentioned that this is kind of like They Live, the movie. How is what we're talking about like the movie They Live?
Well, you know, people, let me try and formulate this. So basically what we're talking about is we're talking about a very simple concept here. Now, so in other words, let's just leave it with the Federal Reserve. Let's just conclude with everything we just said, that it's mathematically impossible to pay off, and mathematically and logically the system has to crash. So a system so stupid, why would you have it? So the only way to get away with it is to cover it over with a bunch of complexities. Like I mentioned before, you know, like say the Economist magazine. I mean, who really reads that garbage? You know, you camouflage it in a bunch of 200 IQ, you know, Harvard mathematics and Harvard Business School kind of minutia. And all of a sudden, you know, you're walking around like, wow, these people really know what they're talking about. They're the experts. And if people have watched, I assume you're familiar with the movie They Live.
Right. Roddy Piper, my man.
Roddy Piper, right? So, and the economy's kind of depressed. He can't find any work. Everything. Nobody knows what the problem is. There's just like in this country, it's a parallel to what's happening in the country in quote reality. You know, Roddy Piper walks around, and all of a sudden, he goes to a small Christian church. Which let me just break away. Let me just say this real quick before. You know, the core of the conspiracy, just like in that movie, I'm going to go off on a little tangent, if you don't mind.
Please, tangent away.
The core of the whole conspiracy, and John Carpenter hit it exactly correct. I mean, if you remember, who was the original leader of the rebellion in They Live? It was that black priest, right? That blind priest who couldn't see, and his little group. He was really the ringleader before John Carpenter got involved. And John Carpenter just kind of tripped over the whole thing. He found a box of sunglasses in the church, and he goes.
You mean Roddy Piper?
Oh, Roddy Piper. What did I say? John Carpenter?
Yeah, yeah. John Carpenter was the writer.
He was a producer.
Yeah. Roddy Piper. Here's the whole thing. Roddy Piper's character doesn't technically even have a name.
You know what? I didn't think of that, but I haven't seen that movie in a few years. I mean, I saw it a bunch of times, but I guess. Did the Keith David character, did he have a name? I don't remember now either.
I'm not sure, but I remember we had a guy come on. We broke down the movie, and he's like, the guy didn't even have, they didn't even give his character a name.
Amazing. Huh. But, and anyway, the way that kind of the segues back. Well, I guess what I was saying is that the Bible is the core of the quote conspiracy, and we may get into that a little bit later. I don't know, depending on time, but I just want to throw that out there. I mean, there's a lot of secularists that are conspiracy theorists. I mean, I don't know, take Jim Mars or these types of people, which is fine. Webster Tarpley. I don't know if you know the names, but there's other guys out there. And I'm not saying these are dumb guys. I'm saying they're wrong. I mean, I have some of their stuff, but they just don't get it, that the Bible really is the core of the quote conspiracy of what's going on. It's really a spiritual war at the end of the day. Heck, you can see it on the symbolism of the Federal Reserve System, and maybe we can circle back into that. But anyway,
the truth is that all these people that are running everything have all the money in the world. They can literally print it. So money isn't the answer. And based on this coronavirus and this lockdown, they have unchecked power. So it's not a power thing. This is all a spiritual war. This is about just stealing your loosh, getting you depressed, begging. There, it is scarcity versus abundance. They're leveraging death against the scarcity of life, and they're getting you to do whatever they can because the money's going to run out, the food's going to run out, the ammo's going to run out, your health is going to run out. That's what they're doing right now. This is all a spiritual war.
That's exactly correct. And actually, you know, so, you know, as far as they live, I mean, John Carpenter is very careful to make that point. I mean, those were the original people that uncovered the quote conspiracy in the movie They Live, you know, and then the Roddy Piper character, whatever, to remain unnamed. But anyway, he goes in, grabs the sunglasses, and all of a sudden he sees the world. He sees the simplicity of the conspiracy. So in other words, and you could see him looking through all these magazines and on the news, and everybody's talking in all kinds of complexities and theories. And then he just sees these simple messages, these simple subliminal messages like stay asleep, obey. What was the other one? Watch TV, consume. He sees all these words just written across everywhere by virtue of the fact he found these sunglasses, which in turn, again, came from a small Christian church that was basically... I think they were killed, right? I think the cops, the police came, right? The Los Angeles police came and raided the place. And I think they killed most of the members and the priest, that blind priest, I think they killed him too. I think that was the implication. But anyway, so that's basically how film becomes reality. I mean, everybody's walking around and they worship the Federal Reserve System and they worship Alan Greenspan or whoever. Janet Yellen or whoever the freaking chairman of the Federal Reserve is, and Wall Street worships this person and Harvard worships these people. But these people, it's all a big scam, like we just said. And the people running it know it. They just make stuff up. Like, for instance, this $1.9 trillion so-called stimulus bill that just passed. Right. You know, now you're sending money directly to people. And like I was just saying, if you're going to send 2,000, why not make it 4,000? Why not make it 10,000? There's technically no limit to what they could do, but the reason they don't is because they don't want to crash the system just yet. You know, who knows what their ultimate plans are? It's a bunch of Luciferians that it's tied to dates and all that sort of thing, and we can get into that too if you want. But I don't want to go too much of a tangent. But
no, get into the dates, man. Let's hear this thing. I'm all about that action.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, basically, I mean, the biggest date that I came up with, and I'm not, is 322, is March 22nd, 1980, and that happens to be the founding date of the Georgia Guidestones. So I don't know if you guys realize that or not. Yeah. Are you guys familiar with the Georgia Guidestones?
Oh, yeah. Of course. Yeah.
Did you know T-Mobile's logo is basically the Georgia Guidestones?
I didn't know that, but if you look, and that's the one date that I've become aware of, is March 22nd, 1980. Now, what I found to be very interesting, and I don't know if I'm just grasping at straws at this point, but if you look at Obamacare was signed exactly 30 years to the date of the foundation of the Georgia Guidestones. And I remember everybody was asking, you know, what's the rush? What's the big rush? And I believe it was to hit that 30-year mark. And if you remember, Jesus himself started preaching, you know, in Luke's gospel, he started preaching when he was 30 years old. So these people are very much into dates. And another interesting date that I found that I came up with was, you know, on the front cover of my first book, They Live, Great Society of the Undead. I don't know if you've been on my website, but it's boxofsunglasses.com. And on there, you'll find my first book. And then you have St. John's Divine Cathedral, which very interestingly was founded on St. John's Day, 1892, which was very close to the 120 years to the date of the supposed Mayan apocalypse on December 21st, 2012. Now, again, I don't know. I can never prove those, but that date's just a coincidence. Now, the reason St. John's Divine Cathedral, and nobody's picked up on this. I mean, I'm the only, not to toot my own horn, but I'm the only conspiracy kook that's picked up on this place, if you look at the front cover of my first book, there's a huge capitalist pyramid right on the front of this place. I mean, just like the one on the dollar bill. And this is why I put them next to each other, right on the front cover of my book. And if you look at who's the main financier of St. John's Divine Cathedral, is none other than J.P. Morgan. Now, where else do we hear the name J.P. Morgan? Well, he was one of the chief financiers of the Federal Reserve System, which we talked about before. He was one of the crew that Jekyll Island that went down there with Rockefeller and Rothschild and Warburg and the rest of the crew. So this church is very significant, and it just happens to be the largest cathedral in the world. Very few people know that. And it's right in the middle of New York City, okay, right on the Upper West Side of New York City. So there it is with its capitalist pyramid. And I believe that capitalist pyramid is exactly the same as the capitalist pyramid on the back of the Federal Reserve note. So we could, you know, we're kind of circling back into the whole concept of this being a spiritual war. Because if you look at, you know, what's above the capitalist pyramid on the back of the Federal Reserve note, the so-called Great Seal, but none other than the open eye, the all-seeing eye of Providence. And I believe that's a very strong connection. Remember when Jesus says, you know, in Matthew's gospel, I believe it was in Matthew 21, and Jesus says, the stone the builders rejected has become cornerstone, and how marvelous it is in our eyes. Now, to me, if there's a stone that the money changers, and I'm trying to keep the conversation tight here, but if there's a stone that the builders rejected, then that means there's a stone that they accepted, right? I mean, there would have to be something they accept. And what did they accept? But the all-seeing eye on the top of the capitalist pyramid, which is just the pyramid of Giza, which you guys, I'm sure you know, does not have a capstone. So the all-seeing eye, I believe, it's just as blatant as that, knowing the Freemasons and who they are and who they really worship, is symbolic of Lucifer. And that goes all the way back to Genesis 3. You know, yeah, your eyes shall be open, ye shall be as gods. So that, to me, is the quote conspiracy in a nutshell. What they're trying to do is, recreate the Tower of Babel right here in the world. But to recreate the Tower of Babel, which is basically a one-world government, a one-world system, per the Georgia Guidestones, what I call the anti-Ten Commandments of the Georgia Guidestones, you know, you have to get rid of 90% of the world's population, get the world's population down to 500 million people. And then that's basically what what they're shooting for. So you're having another attempt at this one world government, and people don't realize this. And again, so this is why I say the Bible is the core of the quote conspiracy. I mean, you had what I believe are three attempts at world government. You had the pre-flood society of Atlantis, okay, with the Freemasons. They look at Atlantis. I mean, God looks at Atlantis, he pasted the whole place with a divine flood, right? And an earthquake and all that, and Noah's Ark and all that. But if you look at the Freemasons literature, they look at it as Atlantis, as an ideal world that was destroyed by an evil god, okay, which is our god and hopefully your god. And then the second, of course, the attempt would be the Tower of Babel, okay, Nimrod, who was attempting to, build a tower that would go to heaven. Now, these weren't stupid people. They weren't literally trying to build a tower, a million miles high to get to heaven. But how are they going to get to heaven? But through a pyramid of Giza kind of setup. And then you have what I believe is the third attempt at the one world system, a purely one world system, which is what's happening now, as symbolized by the capitalist pyramid of Giza. On the back of our Federal Reserve notes, and on the front of St. John's Divine Cathedral in New York City. I got kind of long winded there, so I'll take a break and let you guys chime in.
Hey, everybody! Guess what time of the year it is? It's St. Patty's Day. That's right. When I think of St. Patty's Day, I think of drunk leprechauns hooking up. Now, if you're a leprechaun, right? Well, you got to make sure you're clean as a whistle down there. You don't want a big bush, red bush down there. She looks down there. She thinks it's a forest fire, huh? A burning bush. You're a leprechaun. You're not Moses. This isn't biblical times. You're just looking to get a little lucky with your pot of gold, okay? And that's where our good friends at Manscaped come in. That's right. Manscaped is the global leader for below the belt grooming and the official sponsor of Tin Foil Hat. To ensure you have the best tools for your family jewels, visit manscaped.com and use the promo code TINFOILHAT for 20% off. Free international shipping. Come on, man. Just go there. Check it out, man. They got one of the best things out there. Manscaped is taking care of you, okay? With Manscaped Performance Package is the ultimate men's hygiene bundle, okay? Included in their new package is the Weed Whacker ear and nose trimmer. I could use that. I got these vines coming out of my nose. I got to take a machete to it, okay? Which is waterproof and uses 9,000 RPMs, motor power 360 rotation dual blade system. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, those are samurai swords for your nose, okay? This bundle includes the Lawnmower 3.0 trimmer, the best trimmer on the market for your balls, butt, and body, man. That is everything. The BBBs, take care of it, or ladies are moving on. Their third generation trimmer features a cutting edge chromatic blade that reduces grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin safe technology. You feel confident shaving your thunder down under because there's no bigger cock blocker than bleeding out. Am I right, everybody? When a chick sees you bleeding out, she's like, no, thank you. No, thank you. Get the performance package now to receive two free gifts, the Manscaped boxers and the Shed tool bag. Okay, the performance package is the best value that Manscaped has to offer, and it's hot off the shelves. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code TINFOILHAT at manscaped.com. Also, every purchase at manscaped.com contributes to the Testicular Cancer Society to bring awareness to testicular cancer, men's health, and early cancer detection. Thank you for that, Manscaped. You guys care. Finally, someone cares about our nuts. So this is what I need you to do. Get 20% off free shipping with the code TINFOILHAT at manscaped.com. That's 20% off free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code TINFOILHAT. There's gold at the end of the rainbow with Manscaped.
Yeah. I mean, like, everything is, I mean, people don't get, they get us to fight with each other, this religion against that religion, and behind closed doors, everybody, like a lot of people at the highest levels of these religions, these political groups, are dark arts occultists. And that's what I see happen all the time. And we are watching right now, in my humble opinion, the death rattle of these elites. That's my belief. A lot of people think it's getting worse. I think they're in their last stages. We are more than ever aware of what they're doing, how they're trying to do it, how they're trying to separate us, how they're trying to get God out of our lives. And if you would have told me this 4 years ago, I would have been like, get that God crap out of here. I'm fully invested in a belief of a higher creator. I am, that is my belief. Teach their own what they want to believe. I am open-minded to it all. I whatever you want to worship that makes you be a better person, I respect that. But for me, yeah, this is a war on your soul. This is a war on your mind. This is a war on your spirit, and they want to trap us here. The next thing most likely would be transhumanism, which will be keeping us locked into this realm that we're in. And for me, dude, we need to break out of this. And, you know, it's like, you know, I know we got a short time here. We got about another 20 minutes, but, you know, it's like, I want to get into what climate change is about too, because now what they're trying to do, have you seen this? They're trying to connect Bitcoin into climate change.
Well, explain that. How?
The mining of Bitcoin uses so much power that's destroying the environment. So now what they've broken down is that cows farting and Bitcoin are destroying the environment.
It's so obvious, man. I mean, they're getting really obvious with what they're trying to do, the agenda. You know, it's like, Johnny, they don't care anymore.
Is it even like, is it possible to run, like, you know more about computers. Like, how much?
What are you asking? What do you mean?
They have buildings, right? Because they do have buildings that mine Bitcoin. So, I mean, it's.
Oh, yeah. In China. China has, I mean, entire superstructures to mine Bitcoin. Yeah.
But it's not, they're not, you think that's all bullshit? That's just.
Well, no, I mean, it does use electricity. There's no doubt. But, I mean, a lot of it is, for it to be profitable, a lot of it is like hydroelectricity and mostly hydro, actually. Or, I mean, the electricity has to be cheap for it to be profitable. Yeah,
because there's different states, right, to do better mining. I've heard like, oh, Texas, you should go to Texas for.
Oh, yeah, state. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of that's due to taxes and some of that's due to the cost of energy. But yeah.
So we're talking about like what? Electricity? I thought electricity was what we wanted. Isn't that why we're driving electric cars now?
I know. That's the hypocrisy of it, though. Yeah. Because they're pushing everybody to electric and then, you know, just ignoring that fact. Yeah, of course.
It's whatever Bitcoin is, you know, do you
see
this?
They see people getting control and they just want to stamp it out as quickly as possible.
Johnny, have you seen this video of this old guy going, if people knew who was behind Bitcoin, it would go to zero. And that who he's talking about is Putin, because now that guy wants you to believe Putin's behind it, which is another red scare. And it's just like, dude, what's happening is I don't know what the end of result of Bitcoin is. I get a lot of crap on the show. It's the mark of the beast. It's like, get the fuck out of here.
Well, and Bitcoin, they're using Bitcoin as this totem, you know, when really, I mean, we're talking about cryptocurrency. We're talking about many different currencies. That
other ones. Yeah,
it doesn't have to be. I mean, it doesn't have to be Bitcoin that leads the way. Who knows? Maybe it won't be sometime. It'll be the most.
There's a lot of people that don't think it will be. Yeah, it'll be kind of the first one, and another one will come through. Yeah. People are working on the gas prices of Ethereum. But back to Rob and our discussion on the environment. So now Trump gets us out of the Paris Climate Accord. And now Joe Biden, who wasn't even elected, got us back in to this Paris Accord. And people don't realize what this is going to do. They have made deals with China to get China to sign this deal. They doubled and tripled the amount of pollution they can put out. And basically the person who's going to be paying for all this is the United States. They're going to create more tax fake dollars to pay off this. This is not about stopping carbon emissions. And by the way, everybody, you know, guess what plants need to make oxygen? Carbon dioxide. So why are we trying to cut it down? They need carbon dioxide and sun, and you got Bill Gates' ass trying to block out the sun.
Did you see today? The headline today was that he's invested just a mountain of cash into this company that traps carbon dioxide into concrete and stone. That's his next big thing, is to trap carbon dioxide in the stone. I mean, this guy is just... He's
our Lex Luthor, and like... Yeah.
I get banned from Twitter for saying the C word, and I'm out for a week. This guy's like, we're going to kill 10% of the population. And they're like, promoted tweet, right? It's like, it's just unbelievable. But let's get back. So tell me about Al Gore and how, Rob, and how he every prediction he ever made didn't come true. Do you know anything about that?
Oh, sure, sure. I mean, Al Gore is a scam artist of the worst variety. And people can go on my website. Again, it's boxofsunglasses.com. And there's a link on there, the Inconvenient Scientific Method, you can find. And it's basically, it's 20 pages. And I went through, you know, I have a technical background. I have an engineering degree and all this sort of thing. But not that I'm a brain surgeon. I'm not saying that. But anyway, if you go through Al Gore's book and you go through it very, just not even that carefully. I mean, I'm no brain surgeon. And I went through it in that link. It's a mathematical scam. And let me just say this about the environmental movement. And I'm not talking about legitimate environmental problems. I mean, I think we can all agree on that. I mean, Los Angeles has a smog problem, and, you know, we have a solid waste problem.
To me, pollution and climate change are two different things, in my humble opinion. You know, you can have pollution, but is that causing climate change? I don't know. Climate?
No. No. Right? You know, my point is I don't want to sound like someone like a complete Luddite or something, or, you know, someone that doesn't understand that there's legitimate environmental problems out there that have to be dealt with. I'm not saying that, but believe me, I'm not saying that Al Gore is one of those scientists concerned about legitimate environmental problems. But, you know, my summation of the environmental movement, it's nothing but a bunch of, you know, Gaia nature worshiping weirdos, genocidal psychopaths, and Malthusian freaks. That pretty much sums up the environmental movement. You know, this carbon dioxide, this carbon pollution, these maniacs. So, but the problem is, again, they have control of the media. Of course, when Rockefeller and Morgan and the rest of the gang, I mean, people, they took over the Federal Reserve System. They made sure they took over academia and the media as well. So they, you know, although alternative websites are starting to pop up like this one and shows like this and all over, and this is what has they, you know, they worry. But anyway, getting back to the point, I mean, you know, if you just go through the link, you'll see that basically carbon dioxide as a cause of global warming or climate change. And let me just say this, okay? So there you go, right? You know, let's just take a step back while I'm on the subject. So you have global warming, global cooling. Now it's just climate change. I mean, when I was in school, they said, well, the Earth, we're going to have another ice age. Now all of a sudden, then you have Al Gore running around saying, no, you know, we're not going to have, the polar ice caps are going to melt. And then they just changed it to climate change. This way, all bases are covered. So in other words, no matter what happens with the climate, it's just no matter what, all bases are covered. So if you have, you know, if you have snow in you know, in Jerusalem, it's climate change. You know, if you get warm weather in Canada, it's climate change. Everything just kind of, so in other words, they've taken a scientific method and they've turned it on its head. They take the assumption that mankind is causing, quote, mankind is an enemy of the earth. Okay. And they justify it with their so-called scientific conclusions. If you take a guy like Al Gore, you throw him out there and you have him fly around in his private jet, selling this pilot garbage to audiences everywhere. And there you go, you know, voila, you have man-made climate change. So I'm talking in generalities here, but basically, you know, again, this goes back to the spiritual war. I mean, let's just, that's kind of the theme of what we're talking about here. And why do I say that? Because I mentioned the word Gaia. Now, Gaia happens to be Greek for Mother Earth. And you had this maniac, James Lovelock, which is an English scientist. I believe he's from England. You know, he was another Bill Gates type talking about things like blocking the sun and limiting the world's population to stop climate change or global warming. And he had something called the Gaia hypothesis, okay, which basically was Al Gore's theme. And now Gaia, you know, really is the Greek goddess of Mother Earth, and it's called, it's nature worship. So when I sit there and I call these people nature, you know, Gaia worshiping nature freaks, I'm not just saying that. I mean, it sounds kind of funny, but I'm serious. I'm as serious as Al Gore's bank account when I use those kinds of adjectives. You know, I'm not just pulling stuff out of my bunghole just to say it. So, you know, and Gaia, you know, what is Gaia, but nothing but the Greek goddess Isis or the Roman goddess Diana or the Greek goddess Artemis, okay, which basically is the feminine, is the sacred feminine. So that's why you have all these kind of, you've kind of mixed this nature worship and voodoo with legitimate science. So what they've done in a book like the Inconvenient, you know, Al Gore's Inconvenient book, that's why I call my link the Inconvenient Scientific Method. He just takes the bare minimum, because you're not dealing with real bright people here, okay, that buy into this crap. He takes the bare minimum of science, he just slaps it in a book. And if you go through his book very carefully, like I have, I mean, you'll find that his graphs, they're not referenced anywhere. He doesn't really have a bibliography. He doesn't really footnote too much. The only thing he really footnotes is the United Nations, which is a scam in and of itself. And just the mathematical mistakes, I don't even call them mistakes, but the mathematical falsities in his book are ridiculous, and the physics too. And I don't want to spend, you know, in the limited time we have here, I mean, people can go read that link and get all the technical details. But, you know, one of the funniest to me, just as an example, I mean, you know, somebody forgot to tell Al Gore about the laws of buoyancy. Okay, so in other words, if the polar ice caps, which is mostly floating ice, ice floats on the water. Okay, if those melt, somebody should tell Al Gore the sea level should actually go down. You know, it's called Archimedes' principle, you know, like when you put ice into a glass of water and the water rises, the ice melts, the water level, what happens? It goes down. I mean, you know, we're not talking, you know, Einstein level physics here, but that's the level of the scam that climate change, this whole thing really is, that he doesn't even account for that in his book. And of course, then you got the Antarctic, which is mostly land-based ice. And if all that ice melted, then you would have astronomical changes in sea levels. But again, Al Gore just pulls numbers out. He doesn't really reference them. And I came across that in a link too. Like he says, you know, the sea levels are going to rise by 25 feet, I think it was, in Miami Beach. And it just doesn't happen. And then of course the other prediction, about hurricanes, we're going to have more and more, you know, hurricanes, and they're going to be worse and worse. And these last 10 to 12 years have been the lightest hurricanes on record. Okay, we had a hurricane come through here, and I'm having a senior moment right now. I can't even remember the name of it up here.
Oh, you mean the name of the hurricane? It's now it's guys like Hurricane Bill, and I mean like political correctness has gotten so bad now we're worried about hurricanes. People have nothing going on in their lives. They're worried about weather reports at this point. It's just unbelievable. And real quick, I want to get into something, Rob, is that I also believe what they do, and they do this with health and science and climate change, is they realize there's a natural pattern to things, right?
Right.
And what they do is they demonize the pattern. So let's get into
Hold on, XG.
Okay, then we'll get into it. I'll let you ask a question. So let's take cold and flu season, right? You know, there is actually a debate on whether your body naturally cleanses itself during a certain time of the year. So it's kind of like in animals mating season, right? You have mating season. Animals mate during the season. Collectively, they all mate during this time. It is not like suddenly everyone agrees to get horny at the same time and you have a bunch of lions going to pound town, okay? It's like this is a naturally occurring thing. There is arguments that flu season is a time when we know that scientists secretly know
that our bodies clean ourselves of toxins at that time. So it's like, why not discover that and then label it something that makes it seem like there's a problem that we have to nip, such as, like, again, leveraging death against the scarcity of life. So that's what's happening. So now if these scientists understand and have studied that Earth has a natural ebb and flow between cold and hot periods. If you can predict this, right, then you can try to demonize these dips. And you could be like, oh my God, we're causing a dip. We're causing a rise in temperature. If you really know it's a naturally occurring thing. And then you could get everyone worried like, oh my God, we have to stop this rise in temperatures. There's nothing you do. It's the way the Earth ebbs and flows. What's your thoughts on that, Rob?
Well, you know, again, let's keep up with our theme. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 8. I mean, you know, after the flood, after the first attempt of one world government known as Atlantis, you know, the Freemasons known as Atlantis, you know, what did God say? You know, you'll always have, you know, from this time forward, you'll always have seed time and harvest. And so God's in control of the earth. But the problem is, if you're an evolutionist / environmentalist, there is no God. The only God is the goddess Gaia, like I just mentioned. So you can go in and you can just take any of the earth's natural cycles and slap, you know, it's mankind and pollution and capitalism that are the causes of it. This is why you have a lot of, you know, when they say the reds are, you know, the greens are becoming the reds, the new communists. I mean, this is what they mean. It's just similar to evolution. It's just a way to bash capitalism. So this is basically what it is they've taken science. They've taken barely enough of it to, you know, just to make a mirage of science, and Al Gore's the leader of that to justify what they're doing. But you're exactly correct. The Earth is cyclical. I mean, for, you know, prime example of that is Greenland. Okay, they call Greenland because it used to be green. I used to farm it. Okay, now it's under what, you know, 2 miles of ice or something like that, or whatever, you know, however thick the ice sheet is in Greenland. So, you know, the Earth is always going to go in cycles, and the sun always goes in cycles. So you can't really, which is a much, the prime climate driver is the sun. You know, I don't want to step back into my link, and I found out, you know, if you look at the sun, the activity of sunspots, and you find it, you know, there is a correlation. I did come up with a correlation between carbon dioxide and temperature, and it was the exact opposite of what Al Gore was telling us. That's based on the activity of the sun and the solubility of carbon dioxide in the oceans and that sort of thing. But you're definitely correct. It's all cyclical. And I see my website being thrown up on there. And there's my second book, The Un-American Genocidal Complex. And there's the purveyor of all this, okay? The Georgia Guidestones, Skull and Bones, the 322, and the United Nations, okay? You know, the United Nations is the core of the climate change movement right now. And they're a bunch of scam artists in and of themselves. And Trump is... Boy, I miss Donald Trump. He was gonna get us out of the United Nations. But there's the inconvenience. There's my evolution debates. I don't know if we have time to talk about evolution at this point, but
all right, let's get out. I don't want to get into this stuff right now, because I want to kind of stay. Johnny, can you take a moment off that? Thank you. I want to kind of get into this other stuff, because that's a whole different topic to get into.
I don't control that.
Okay. XG, he's got questions, but he's just rolling through fucking. So what I want to talk about is, like, basically, where do we go from here, man? A lot of people are in doom and gloom. I think that these groups are suddenly, these guys are going to start to lose grip. I mean, they're going to do some crazy stuff. We have this thing now with the, you know, the Democrats can't stop talking about this. Oh, these white nationalists are going to come. And, like, they're literally the only ones talking about this. Like, I know nobody in the truth community is like, hey, let's go to Washington D.C. and muck it up. And we just saw some guys getting 20 years in jail.
which to me could easily be another Ghislaine Maxwell thing where we're like, oh yeah, she's in prison, wink, wink, she's in jail, wink, wink, nobody's seen a mugshot, wink, wink. All that we've seen of her in jail, I mean, in court is sketches, wink, 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 wink. So that's my opinion on that. I mean, like, they're just trying to create stuff because they're losing control of the narrative. And the truth is, the more and more you start studying this stuff, the more and more you realize this is a spiritual battle and we need to look within, okay? We need to look within ourselves and start dealing with the stuff going on right now, okay? Get off the television. Stop watching TV news. Stop watching, getting sucked in to social media. And by the way, I deal with that fight every day. It sucks up my loosh. I gotta get out. You're fighting with bots. You know, go to Instagram, look at Instagram model ass. Don't go on Twitter because they're just fighting with you. They're trying to cause stuff. So when somebody leaves Twitter, Twitter takes over their account and they turn into zombie Twitter. And zombie Twitters attack people and say crazy stuff because they're trying to get you angry and steal your loosh, okay? Based on what you see right now, what are your whole thoughts on, like, Marxism and all that stuff, Rob, before we let you go?
Well, you know, Marxism, I mean, if you go back in history, and then I can encapsulate this, what do we have, about 5 minutes left here, but basically, I could say Marxism came about as a result of evolution. You know, Charles Darwin, you know, and here we are right back at the spiritual war again. You know, Darwin supposedly got rid of this inconvenient problem called God by saying, well, the earth arose naturally, you know, from a natural origin, you know, evolution and that whole scam, which evolution, when you really look at it, makes Al Gore look like Al Einstein. It really makes Al Gore look intelligent, like he's a real scientist. And you really look at how stupid evolution is, you know, and I'm sure people out there, who's this guy saying, you know, all these scientists saying it's true, but there's that they live theme again. You know, just because some expert on TV says it's true doesn't mean it's true. You got to think for yourself and look into this stuff. And, you know, and basically, so by evolution, by eliminating God and this problem called inalienable rights, you know, which means God-given rights. If there's no God, you know, we're inherently spiritual beings. I mean, then who becomes God? The state becomes God. And that's what you had with, you know, with Karl Marx and Lenin, you know, Russia, China, and Mao, and Vietnam, and all these places, Pol Pot, and all these people. I mean, they became deified. I mean, North Korea, Kim Jong-il, I mean, the state becomes deified. And the reason the state becomes deified is because evolution supposedly tells us there is no God. So that's my thought on Marxism. And the way you get rid of capitalism is you get rid of God. I mean, that's as simple as I can make it, as I can break it down in the last few minutes we have here. But so again, we're back to this problem of a spiritual war. And then if you look at, you know, what is the greatest nation in the history of the earth? Would be the United States. Not perfect, okay? I mean, I get it, you know, with the Indians and we had slavery. I'm not saying we were perfect, but I'm saying the best, you know, maybe the competition wasn't that great for all the other, every other nation in the history of the world, but whatever. You know, but still, I mean, and it was a nation based on Christian principles. And what did the, you know, just to circle back to the beginning of the hour, what we were talking about was, you know, with the takeover of the banks and of Rockefeller and JP Morgan and the rest of Rothschild, you know, they were smart enough to know that you just couldn't take control of the economic system. You had to take control of the media and academia. Okay. And they did this through these things called the tax exempt foundation, the Rockefeller Brothers Fund, and George Soros is probably, you know, the biggest purveyor that we know today. So you fund, you know, you take all these organizations and these foundations and you fund things like education. But instead of educating people with science, you educate them with evolution. And basically you tell people, you know, they have no hope outside of the state. There is no God. So your only hope is the state. And this is how you get people to go along with it. And another really popular evolutionist, another one, you know, wholly into evolution, and he treated it wholly, was Adolf Hitler. So it's kind of funny when these ignoramuses get on there and they say Trump is Hitler. You know, if Trump is Hitler, he's doing a pretty bad job of it, right? I mean, look at the control Hitler had of the, you know, academia and the media, and look how the media treated Trump. So it's just so stupid. But Hitler, you know, just getting back to Hitler, he was an ardent evolutionist, and he was trying to create the master race. He was trying to create the great white brotherhood. You know, he started with the Jews and the invalids in his country, and he would have gone on to more. I mean, he was no fan of black people either. And if you had black people in Germany, they would have been marching to concentration camps too. And if people think that's a lie, well, I got news for you. We have in this country called something called Margaret Sanger's Negro Project. Margaret Sanger hated black people, and she didn't even think they deserved to live. She started an organization called the American Birth Control League, okay? And she was a big fan of Adolf Hitler and Joseph Mengele. And how today we know the American Birth Control League. What's the name of it today? It's called Planned Parenthood. All right? So let's not kid ourselves here, okay? So again, Planned Parenthood is perhaps the most evil organization. Well, it's hard to say that it's got a lot of competition in the world. Then you have International Planned Parenthood. So that's another way they're controlling the population is through abortion. Started
by who? Bill Gates, his dad. Right. You know, 100%.
The same names keep popping up. I mean, the same names that just happen to be on the media, be on TV and on Time Magazine every night. You know, so it's no coincidence. So the magnitude of what we're talking here, guys, you know, if you're going to ask me for a solution, I think you were kind of hinting at that before. Outside of the God of the Bible, there is no solution as far as I'm concerned. And to be a Christian, you have to believe that. So I don't think there is a solution. And I think these people are being exposed. I don't disagree with that. But just like a wild animal, the cornered wild animal, that's only going to make them more dangerous. So I think we need to really be worried when you say that they're being exposed for what they are, and they know they're being exposed.
Let me ask you something real quick, because I know you got to go. Are you concerned that, you know, if we force women to have children that they don't want, that they get thrown into foster care, and that 88% of the children who go missing and end up in child sex trafficking are from foster care, does that concern you?
Oh, of course. I mean, of course. I mean, these kids, you hear about that more and more now these days, especially, you know, with Jeffrey Epstein. That's why he had to be that's why he had to commit suicide, I guess, right? But of course it's a concern. I mean, you have weirdos out there. I mean, this is, again, and I believe that harkens back to the child sacrifice going back to the ancient Canaanites. I mean, Canaanites, you know, Canaan, cannibalism, they used to sacrifice their children to Baal. It just so happens to be another representation of Lucifer, who just happens to be represented by a certain all-seeing eye. So very quickly, you can see the connections that are being made here. So this is huge, and this is biblical. I think we're in biblical times. Not that we've ever been outside of biblical times, but I mean we're in end times here, and I don't think we stop it. I think we're careening towards disaster, and this is why I put on my website and I stress this every time I can, is God's simple salvation plan, which I post on my website. That's, you know, that's the most important link. I mean, if you want to buy my books, fine. If you don't, that's fine too. But that's the most important thing I can convey to people, is make sure you're right with God at this point. Because outside of that, if you're waiting for even Donald Trump, and I'm not criticizing Donald Trump, but Donald Trump's just a man, which makes him imperfect and a sinner like the rest of us. And if you're waiting for Donald Trump to save you, I think that's a big mistake, and I'll just I'll conclude it with that.
All right, man. Well, I mean, you nailed it with all the climate change. It's just everything. I get asked all the time, is everything conspiracy? And my answer is 100%. They have been fucking with our words, our food, how we raise our children, what we breathe, what we drink, our symbolism. I mean, our language, there is nothing that they have not twisted. So we don't know where we are. They have done a reset on everything. They completely and utterly destroy all of the all of our history. So we don't know who we are and where we come from. Rob, thank you so much for coming on. Really appreciate it. And I will talk to you soon. Thank you, guys.
Guys,
thanks so much for coming on. Take care, Rob.
God bless.
Thank you so much, Swarm. Appreciate you. We'll see you soon. Take care. Bye.
We go deep, homeboy. Eric, open your mic. Drink from the fountain of knowledge. There's lizard people everywhere. That's some interdimensional shit. Wake up, Aaron.
This is only the beginning.
Dude, you just blew my mind.
Tinfoil hat. Tinfoil hat.